Yo, 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 it's your boy Michael Trioteo, checking in from the Ghetto Flower. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to all of those supporters out there who've been showing love to the Ghetto Flower Season 5. I promise this is the best season yet. And now, let's get into today's episode with a very, very special guest. Be sure to like and subscribe, and be sure to never miss your chance to wake up and smell the flowers. Because after all, we are all Ghetto Flowers. Yo, 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 it's your boy Michael Trioteo, and I'm here with the Ghetto Flower, Fresh Flowers Podcast. You already know what we're doing. Got my main man Q in the building. What's good, broski?
Yes, sir. Once again, we got a good episode coming up, my boy.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. But now, I'd like to introduce y'all to our very special guest today. My man KO Southside is in the building. Yes, thank you for coming through, man.
Of course, of course. I appreciate y'all for having me. Man, this is interesting because we was just having a good-ass convo, but now that the camera's on, it's like...
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? That shit is over. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why that shit feels like the conversation is just restarting, but I bet. Let's get it.
No, it's all good, bro. It's all love. But nice. But we definitely appreciate you sliding, bro.
Of course.
And we definitely appreciate the new body of work you just dropped.
Hell yeah. Love.
But, but before we dive into that, because we're going to get way into that,
I'm telling you,
track by track, for real.
Yeah, let's do
but
it.
But before we do that, bro, we just want to, because this is your first time coming through here. So.
Yes.
We just want to get just touch base on your background. Hell so
we gotta get acquainted,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So like, when did you start rapping, bro?
I damn near give a different answer to that every interview.
For sure, for sure.
Just because it's like kind of like I was writing shit very early on, like probably like second grade, maybe even a little bit younger, maybe even like kindergarten type shit. Like I was just writing poems and shit, and then in third grade, my third grade teacher gave us this assignment to like talk about like Islamic culture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And cool. We either could do it in the form of a essay, a short film, or a poem.
Right.
And my lazy ass chose poem because that seemed like the easiest, you know, like the easiest thing. So I did that, and I kind of like peeped while I was doing, like, damn, my dad can do this shit a little bit. So that was the second start. And then a third start was probably around sixth grade. I remember an uncle of mine's kind of like he came. He had told me, I believe it was J. Cole about to drop, I want to say Friday Night Lights.
Ooh.
I want to say Friday Night Lights. Either okay. That or the warm up. But sixth grade had to be Friday Night Lights. And yeah, so I tapped in and shit. And I was like, yo, I got to start making, like, I just wanted to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to start making music, basically. And I've been surrounded by music my whole life. Like, mm-hmm. my mom was playing Jay-Z, mm-hmm. Heavy 50 Cent, heavy Kanye West, heavy, heavy, heavy Billy Joel, Stevie Wonder. Like, we had, like, no confines. Like, it was all the way left and all the way right. Mm-hmm. So I've been surrounded by the shit. But probably, I hate to give him, like, I wish I could give credit to Jay-Z because that's my favorite rapper. But I probably got to give credit to J. Cole. Friday Night Lights was when I was like, you know what? I'm finna do this shit for real.
Hell yeah. That was one of those pivotal mixtapes, like, during that era.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's that, like, 2010 maybe?
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely 2010, yeah. 2011 type shit.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere around there.
Hell yeah. That's early J. Cole.
And what about Friday Night Lights made you want to, like, you know, take it, like, for real?
It was the transparency. Like, I've always been, like, super trans. Like, even in my writings just with school, like, writing essays and shit, like, mm-hmm. my teachers all thought I was going to be an author coming up. Like, wow. I was just always, like, a really good writer. And my gift was always the transparency of things.
Right.
Of, like, I would tell a story. Like, a lot of people just write well. And then some, like, I'm one of those people, I don't, like, conventionally write well. Mm-hmm. I just hook people in because I'm going to tell you, like, some deep, dark shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just some
yeah.
shit that's just going to make you be like, damn, this nigga just said that about himself. So that always was kind of my go-to thing. So... hearing Jake, like, I was a big Hole fan, but at that time, it was, like, I want to say Blueprint 3 and, like, whatever the project before that. I think that mm-hmm. was Kingdom Come. So that was the Hole that we was getting at that time, which was really a super braggadocious Hole. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't no transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Cole, like, it was the transparency. Like, damn, you talking about real life shit, and you making it seem cool because your life on paper ain't a rapper's life. It's like you in college, you just graduated college, you owing money to your landlord.
Yeah,
like, it's like You know what I'm saying? So I was like, that's hard that he just kind of went all the way left and did that shit. So
I feel you.
Yeah.
I love that. And I love that, you know, you bring up Friday Night Lights. You just had a recent tweet. You're talking about acid rap.
Yeah.
Like, did that kind of like...
acid rap that? Was... I was fully into music by the time the acid rap came out. But nah, that shit shaped. I'm not even going to lie. There's a project that will never come out. But one of my earlier... I was sounding just like that nigga on it. Like, just like Chance. Like, one, like, I was copying flows, voices, like all of that shit. Even down to beats, like them bubbly ass, like trumpet ass beats. Like I was snatching all them bitches off YouTube and shit. Like, nah, that was I think that was a pivotal moment in damn near every artist's career. Like acid rap, that shit changed everything for everybody.
Yeah, bro. Nah, for real. Because I feel like it was like a time like when, you know, when Kanye did his thing, it was kind of like similar to that.
Yeah.
It was like, you don't have to be constructed in this
way. Boxed in. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
To boom.
Exactly.
Boom,
yeah, facts.
Hell yeah, all that. And I love that tweet that you brought up, and you know, that's why I mentioned it. But definitely, like, what other, like, you know, influences did you have, like, as far as like musicians?
So my favorite artist of all time is probably Stevie Wonder by far, but obviously musically I don't pull anything from him. Just like, I don't even know, like, just the fact that he's so, like, I'm one of the people. I pull from greatness. Like, I pull from the greats. Like, that's why I love Kobe Bryant so much. I was never a fan in terms of watching the game. It was like, this nigga's just greater than everybody. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you can see it. So for me, Stevie, just somebody, same with Prince, it's like, we obviously love Michael Jackson, but it's like a person that just knows every instrument, is playing in bitches. Like, it's like, you gotta, I pull from the greatness of individuals. So it was Stevie, it was Prince, it was Jay-Z. I go, like, my branding was terrible like 3 years ago because my Twitter was nothing but going to bat for Hove. Like, niggas trying to tell me. Like, there's no, like, that's you funny. Can't put nobody against certain people. And Stevie's one of those people. Jay-Z's one of those people. Prince is one of those people. I pull from Ye. Obviously, you can hear that I pull from Ye.
100%.
I pull from Drake. A lot of niggas scared to say that shit. But Drake, like, come on, bro. Drake, that's probably, I know I'm, Frank Ocean and Andre 3000.
Ooh, heavy. I love that you said Andre.
Heavy, Andre, like, he's one of them people. I genuinely believe there's a universe where I can out-rap J. Cole. I believe there's a universe where I could probably out-rap Jay-Z, like, if I get a little bit more experience and just got some better shit to talk about. Andre is one of them niggas, I don't think no nigga on earth is ever just gonna out-pin him. Like, you may get very, very close. Hove got really close on I Do, but it's like he just got, like, he just be hitting different pockets and shit. Like, he's just one of them. Yeah, so he's damn near probably the only untouchable writer. Him and Lupe are, like, the two, like, just damn near untouchable when it comes to that band.
Yeah.
No, Lupe, it's like, you're not, like, you may as well just leave that man alone and just go make
pick your battles.
Yeah, like, go do something that he can't do. Like, go
man,
make
his
your...
His first project was crazy.
Bro.
Man, I didn't even understand. My brother used to play that shit, and he used to, like, tell me all the time, like, yo, this crazy, this crazy.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I used to listen. I didn't even understand it, bro.
Facts.
Man, give me, like, 5 years, bro.
Facts.
Take that back. I'm like.
You like, oh, no, this shit
ain't
is.
Ain't no way he said this, bro.
He spit.
Yeah, I was the same way. Like, I never got the hype of Lupe.
Never.
Like, ever. Uh-huh. Until, like, the last few years, I was just going back and re-listening. And. Yeah, no, he's like that. Common was another one. Common was like, bro, get that shit out of my face until,
bro,
like 2 years ago.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I was like, yo, y'all got me fucked up trying to put him
up.
And like Jay-Z conversation, like, nigga, watch out, man.
Right,
but
exactly.
Nah, he's like that.
That's
definitely like that.
I'm telling you, I was the same way, bro. But back to you, bro. So like, when did you like start making music and you were like, yo, like, this shit's hard. Like, I'm hard, like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when was that turning point?
I knew I was great at rapping. I knew very few people could rap with me in eighth grade. I didn't start getting good at making music, though, until I dropped out of high school.
Really?
I was, like, a really good rapper, sucked at making music, though. Honestly, I didn't crack the code with making music until this project, to be completely honest.
So how did you do that? Because a lot of people don't realize
that.
There's a lot of good rappers, but
that
there's
suck
not
at
a
making
lot
music.
Of good people,
people
that can make
exactly
music.
Yeah, honestly, a lot of niggas be like, man, bro, you just gotta work hard. You just gotta keep at it. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's really just God. Like, you just gotta be one of the chosen ones. And he literally just chose me one day. Like, you know what? I'm gonna get this little nigga some, you know what I'm saying? Some juice. And I was just realizing all the shit I was making before was just not enjoyable music. And I'm talking as recent, like full transparency. I'm talking as recent as like last year type shit.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the music is good, but, or I mean, the raps are good, but is the music, it's like, it's okay. Like, it's listenable, but are you going to cut through? Like, are you going to be the next Drake? Are you going to be the next Ye? The, you know what I'm saying? Like Kendrick and shit. And it was like, my shit wasn't there until I started getting there during the pandemic. But yeah, working on this project was like, that's when I really, I'm not going to lie, like, I cracked that. Like, it's literally down to a science now. And it's so scientific that I don't eat, like, not even bragging. It's like, it's so scientific that it actually doesn't take mental prowess anymore. Like, it just, like, it's just, like, off. It's crazy. I've never been through this shit in my life, bro.
You feel
it's
like crazy. You woke up one day, or it took, you know, progressions?
I literally just woke, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was like a waking up and just being, yeah, like something just clicked. Like, oh, even down to branding, like I woke up one day and just realized that certain things with my branding were just off, and I was just tweaking certain things, and followers skyrocketing and streams skyrocketing. Yeah, and it's like, damn, God really just be, whoever you believe in, God, universe, whatever, it just be choosing motherfuckers. Like, you know what? This is going to be the next coming. So it's like, I wish I could be like, yeah, just go do this, that, and the third, and you're going to be all right. But even doing, because I was doing everything right. But it's like one day something just clicks in your head, and it's like everything changes.
I love that. I feel like you just, you know, waited on your blessing, bro.
Facts.
You know, and a lot of people, you know, don't have patience. You know, they don't have the time.
Exactly.
And I feel like, you know, you kept that. It waited on your blessing.
100%. You know, hell yeah.
Boom. And now we're here.
Hell you feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now you have to get our flower. Yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
In this bitch.
But you bring up your project, bro. Like, there's so many ways, you know, I could dissect it and get into it. But one thing, like, I hear about it, like, and that it resonates with me so much. But one thing I just hear about it is that just the soul in it, bro. And I just love it. So, like, kind of, like, go into the meaning of, like, your project.
Man, this is another one that I give a different answer to, like, every interview, just because it was so many different versions. There's, like, 3 or 4 versions of this project, like, full-length versions that I could show you now. And it's totally different songs, totally different everything. The only song that stood the test of time, actually, I can't even say that because it didn't end up making the final album, but Nothing to Lose was a single I dropped like last year, like the summer before last, I think. And that was on every version except the one that just dropped, actually. So even that didn't stand the test of time. But my head was just in a place, bro. One, I just wanted to push the envelope creatively. Like, it started as just a creative project of, I just think a lot of people, because I rap so well, I get boxed into like a rapper's lane. And I think a lot of people don't know what I can offer creatively, like sounds, melodies, even down to most of my music that I've dropped. Like, I was engineering that shit myself, even down to engineering shit, just knowing sounds, putting in sounds, like I'll get a beat. Or, like, we'll make a beat, and it's, like, trading out certain sounds for a different one. And, like, using Omnisphere to, like, you use the synths for this sound. It's, like, I trade it out for this one. You know what I'm saying? So using the same keys that we'll say, like, a D-Noel would, like, send me keys. But it's, like, going through sounds. And it's, like, it sounds good as keys, but it sounds even better if it's, like, fucking trumpet or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Just, and with Logic, it's as simple as a click of a button to change that shit from that. So it's not like I'm some musical genius, but just knowing sounds and like soundscapes and shit. So I really started this project wanting to just make something that niggas understood, like, nah, bro, like, we in that yay lane. We in, like, we making good music that niggas can enjoy and can vibe to. Like, fuck all that rapper shit. That comes to me, that's like second nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of niggas that can rap, and it's a lot of niggas that can't. Like, you either can or you can't. You can't teach that shit, though. If you can rap, you just can rap. Point blank, period. The music, though, that's where a lot of people fall short. So with this project, I wanted to make something that was just musically good. But in the process, I made the outro. When I Grow Up was the first song I wanted. Don't quote me. I believe it was the first song that was done on the project.
Wow.
And from that, I said, you know what? It's a story that needs to be told. Like, 100, like, it's a story. I have a story. I have a story that I know is going to resonate when people hear this. Mm-hmm. And from that, I ended up kind of reverse engineering the project. So going from the outro. In fact, it was the first song that was done because I ended up going backwards. And the intro was one of the last songs that was done from the project. Aside from Make It Real and Still, I think, were done before that. But yeah, the intro was one of the last. Like, it wasn't the first song by any measure.
Wow.
So yeah, just working backwards. But the whole idea was, it was fun while it lasted. Like, yeah, it was some mental health shit. But I, by the time we finished Hurt, I wanted to be 100% positive that there was some resolve in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we kind of listening to the project, and it's like, it's just like this mental, like, just this therapy session. But it was no resolve. It went from intro to Memories, which didn't end up making a project, mm-hmm. but it was a single I dropped. To Hurt, to like some more depressing shit, and it just closed out on the outro, which technically isn't depressing, but the chords are really depressing. Mm-hmm. So it just sound like a depressing ass project.
Yeah, yeah,
so I was
yeah.
like, you know, we need some resolve. So that's kind of where the title came from. It was fun while it lasted. Like, fuck all this depressing shit. Like, even through the bad, through the good and the bad, you gotta just look at shit and say, it was fun while it lasted. Yeah. If the shit was bad, it was fun while it lasted. If the shit was good and it just is no longer, it was fine while it lasted. And that's how you can look at everything in life. And that's where we caught a stride. And that's where I knew, nah, we got, like, niggas gonna have to see me with this bitch. Like, that's when I knew I had, like, a classic project. Because yeah. right when I made that decision was when Wait On Me got finished, Still got finished, Make It Real got finished. Like, all of those songs that fuck the album, like, can live on their own.
Yep.
That's when those were getting finished. And all of those songs sound like a nigga that maybe was depressed in the past, but is living his fucking life now. And that's when we started getting them. So I feel like I got off topic, but yeah, that's the gist.
That's perfect, bro. I love the way you broke that down. And you start off the project with It Ends in Disaster.
Yes.
So we're going to get into that. I wrote down a bar. I was listening to that shit. I think I was driving while I was listening to it. I was like, man, I got to write this shit down, man, bro. This shit crazy. Man. You said, how we learn how to smoke before we learn how to deal with trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that shit crazy.
Man.
That one hurt me.
Yeah, yeah.
That one hurt me, bro.
That song is a roller coaster, bro. And it was a roller coaster for me to even relive some of those emotions. But yeah, I think that's the most, one of, if not the most potent bar on the entire album, because it was like just that self-reflection, looking in the mirror and saying, like, yo, specifically us, like, Black people, it's like we almost do what I did with the project. We reverse engineer shit. So, like, we get to the final and then kind of go backwards. Yeah. Whereas a lot of people are blessed to kind of go step by step through shit. That's why they so prepared for life. They hit 21. They got their car, their crib. You know what I'm saying? Like, they paying their student loan. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is just good. We be having to work. Like, we hit 30 and realize, damn, I've been doing this shit backwards my whole fucking life. Like, down to how I handle finances, how, like, we the only niggas that use credit, like, hear me and hear me well. We the only people that use credit for shit that you're not supposed to use credit for whatsoever. And it's like, if you have a conversation with someone that's affluent or, like, with someone that was just kind of raised properly, they'll look at you crazy. Like, y'all be using credit, like, to get cars. And to get, like, mm-hmm. like, y'all niggas use Klarna for clothes and shit. Like, are you crazy? Yeah, you know what exactly, I'm saying? Like, exactly. And my homie, I got a friend, Zach, one of my Jewish homies. And, like, anytime I have, like, financial conversations with him, bro, he just be like, yo, you do shit so fucking backwards. Like, he's like, no, use credit. In fact, he just said some shit to me not even a day ago. He said, stop using your own money to invest in your music and in your fashion. And I ain't never heard no nut shit like, who money am I supposed to use? they don't even believe in using their own money. Like, right. I'm taking out loans. Oh, I'm asking a friend. Right. I'm like, I'm not using my... If I got $1 million, that $1 million is staying in my bank account regardless. What the fuck? And we, like... Nigga, that shit is foreign to us. If I got $1,000 in my bank, that $1,000 has to be used for everything that I'm doing. So that line... Even though it's oversimplified, that's like the broader point. Like, we just do shit so ass back. Yes. Like, we learned how to smoke and how to do drugs and how to drink and shit before maybe taking a regular fucking route. Surprise, nigga. Yeah, go to therapy. Yeah. Surprise. Yeah. Go talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so many regular shits that we could have did. And we did shit ass backwards. Mm. So
That's why I love that bar, man. Because when I heard that shit, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that shit hit.
Talking about me right now. I'm sitting here.
I was talking directly to you.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here thinking, like, dang, I'm over here, you know, getting on my meditation journey and all that. And
facts.
I should have learned that before. Literally. Like you said, bro.
Yeah.
Just like you said. Mm-hmm. But I love that track, and I love everything that you broke down in there. And
I appreciate it.
You already know, man. You was rapping like, you was rapping your ass off.
Man, I appreciate it, bro.
How do you, real quick, my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. What's your, like, process like in the studio? Are you, you know, coming notepad ready? Or are you, you know, punching in?
I'm not going to lie.
What's your process like?
I'm getting bad now. Like, I was just telling my brother out there, I'm starting to lose my memory a little bit. Like, I don't know how. Like,
it's that chlorophyll.
I know, right? Nah, facts. I don't know what's going on, but my memory has been getting really bad. So I'm getting better at rapping. I'm getting worse at the way of how I used to be able to. I come from the school of Hov and Wayne. Mm-hmm. I used to be able to go in. It's all in my head and just kind of spit that shit.
Yeah.
Over the years, I had to start writing in my notes. And now my memory is as bad as I got to go to the radio, like, right after this to go do a freestyle. I have to, like, voice record shit now and, like, play it back in my head. Like, I literally be forgetting my shit within minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, I forgot my lyrics on stage, like, last month for the first time ever in my life. Like, I don't know why. My brain is, like, not holding shit in. I don't know if it's stress or, like, lack of sleep or what. But so now my process is write it in my notes.
Yep.
Then I, like, voice memo or voice. Then what's it called? Voice record? It's voice memo,
voice
right?
Voice memo.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get the song. I get the beat. I have the song in my head. It's done.
Yep.
Write it down real quick. Even down, like, if I show you some notes, I have, like, apostrophe, like, or not apostrophes. I have those little things, like, asterisks around where I'm supposed to change the inflection of my voice. That cerebral now.
Yeah.
But that's terrible. Like, it sounds good. That shit is terrible. Like, I can't even remember, like, how I was delivering some shit. So, like, it's that, I guess, organized. We'll call it organized. But, so I get the song. I write that shit in my notes. Voice memo, how I did it.
Yeah.
Go to the studio, read the notes. Hear the voice memo, and then go do it real quick before it, you know what I'm saying?
Before, like, it goes out your brain. It sounds like you got a system to sort of help.
Unfortunately, now I do. Yeah. Unfortunately.
No, I love that, bro. And let's get into your other track. You already brought it up, Hurt, bro. How did that come apart? Because you got Sunite on there. You got Asar on there. Shout out Asar. Great artist.
Incredible.
But, how did that come about? Because you're speaking some real deep shit. And all y'all, you know what I'm saying?
That's one of my favorite. So, funny disclaimer, least favorite song on the project, but one of my favorite verses, if that makes sense.
Really? Okay, cool.
Yeah. But definitely my least favorite song on the project. Just because, back to the point of, like, just making enjoyable music, that shit just is not enjoyable for me. Like, it's like so much going on and shit. But it's produced by a fucking legend, Pilot Kid out in LA. And, he just sent it to me one day, and that verse came so quick. And I was at the mosque, actually. I'm a Muslim.
I could tell you.
So I was at the mosque, like, holding security and shit. And, like, the entire verse just, like, came to me. And that story, I forget, some shit about, like, going off on the side of the road. And it just so happens that my homie Third, who's, like, a mentor to me, like, live, like, 20 minutes away from where I, like, went off the side of the road. Like, I was truck driving and shit, and I went off the side of the road. And I had, like, a panic attack and shit. And I called and told him. He's like, nigga, just pull up to the crib. I'm like, and he just so happened to live, like, 20 minutes from where I, like, got skirted off the road on. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I kind of retold that story, and how, fast forward 3 years later, he's on a project, and I'm, like, retelling this story. But now we kind of in our careers and you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't no truck driver no more. He don't work at Subway no more. It's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, not hindsight is always 20/20. What's that phrase? I forget what it's called. That's my memory. I'm telling you, my shit is bad. Damn, what is it? Not hindsight is 20/20. When some shit, like, comes back
full circle. Full circle. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
I need to go to the doctor. I'm trying to tell y'all.
You got a lot on your mind. That's all of me.
But yeah, so just that full circle moment. And yeah, so that's why I enjoy the verse. But and I enjoy every other part. I love Asar's verse. And I definitely love, like, if I had a choice, like, I would just loop Sonight's part, like, over and over. And that shit would be an interlude or some shit. Yeah, yeah. Like, her part is enjoyable, but I don't know. Like, just hearing, like, it sounds like I'm yelling at a nigga or some shit. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, it's like, damn. But I do love that verse, though.
That's funny. I do. It's like, it takes a special kind of artist to be willing to come on a podcast and critique themselves like that.
Nah, hell yeah. You super critical
of yourself?
I'm super critical because I be so good. Wait on Me, It Ends in Disaster, When I Grow Up, and Still. It's like, those are such crazy records. It's like, you got to be critical. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, like, you got to know when Yeezus is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, have to know, which I like Yeezus. But it's like, as an artist, when you know what you're capable of, it's like, it's not that this would be some people's best record, their favorite record. But for me, it's like, I know creatively what I'm capable of. And it was so good. And I feel like Hove, like, I remember Hove saying that when he made Young Forever, he said that he never got it right. He never actually, like, got that to where he wanted to get it. That's what Hurt is to me. Like, it does not... Y'all don't know what the initial vision was, so you don't have that comparison. Yeah. In my head, like, I never got it to sound like how it sounded in my head. So that's, like, I cringe when I hear that shit, bro. Oh, but everybody loves it. Like, that's everybody's, like, top three records.
I fuck with that. And like you said, the ending with Sonight, the breakdown at the
end. No,
that
shit is hard. That shit is flawless.
Yeah, that shit's fucking crazy.
She took me out of here with that.
But we'll flow into the other song, Make It Real, bro.
Yeah.
When I hear that, bro, I think it's like 05, 06. Yeah. I'm at the dance and shit. I'm like, what the fuck going on? Like, this dude over here, he got the bangers on lock.
Yeah, that's Ro Marsalis, man. He's a legend. Like, he's good for those soundscapes, bro. Like, Ro is just good to just create those soundscapes that nobody else can create. Like, I put Suede and Third's drums against anybody, like, any and everybody. Wildlife Willie and Rodo, like, they got, like, that sample game and just those sounds and just creating a vibe. They got that shit on lock.
Shout out Ro, shout out Willie too.
Facts, Dope ass producer. Those the guys. But yeah, Make It Real was, I'm not gonna lie, I'm sure you can hear, it doesn't sound like it was made within the flow of the album, because it wasn't by any measure. The album was done as hell, and I was like, I had a business, like, sometimes I'm in yay mode, like, creativity mode, and then sometimes I'm in, like, Dame Dash mode. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's the both worlds.
We don't got a single. So, literally, like, Ro will come up here and tell you this exact same story. I called him, like, stressing, like, nigga, we need a single. Like, I got to submit this shit in a week. Like, we need a single. And we went in and just created Make It. So, that's why it sounds like it has nothing to do with everything else, because it literally did not have anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To do it, nothing else.
I feel you. Yeah. But that track.
But it's enjoyable. Yeah. It's but that's why it's the single. Like, I was like, okay, let's just go make some enjoyable shit that niggas can just have fun to. And we did it, bro. We did a good job of it.
It definitely, I feel like, you know, like you said, like, out of a lot of those songs, like, it's the most, you know, different. I feel like it just shows just a different side of you.
Facts.
I feel like it's needed. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Like you said, you know, single, but I want to get into one of the tracks, damn near my favorite track on here, which is Grandma's Boy.
Woo!
So let's talk about Grandma's Boy.
That's the one. I forgot to put that in my five.
Yeah. What's the meaning behind that track, bro?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. No meaning. That was one of those Hove, I'm finna rap my ass off moments. Like, that was one of those moments. Stoic sent the beat. Shout out to Stoic. He already knew what was finna happen to that bitch. Those, like, what can you say? Those drums, that sample, it was like, it was impossible not to float on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, them type of beats show, are you a rapper or you just a nigga that know how to rhyme some shit? Like, it was impossible not to flow on that. I just really want, like, I come from that school of artists of, like, real hip hop niggas. So even when I'm on, like, my merging into R&B, like, merging into that lane, I always want one of those joints where it's a soul sample sped up with some, like, super hard hitting drums. And just rapping my ass off. And it just so happens that the verse, now at that time when we finished that, that goes back to your question about the process. Yeah, that's when I could just kind of do shit off the top of my head.
Yeah, yeah.
And the grandma story was just the first to come to me. Like that first, those first eight bars came, like I didn't write them shits down. Just came to me in the studio. Which is crazy because the first eight are like the hardest technical, like to pull off, you know what I'm saying? Like Grandma's Boy, the heart of the archetype, the matriarch of the family, we talk alike and walk alike. We took a page out of Annie and had the hearts and all. Like it's like it was so many tricky kind of, and but somehow, some way that shit just came out like just fluid. Yeah, So yeah, that was the thing. And by the end of the 16 bars or having, that's damn near probably like 32 damn near. But I realized I was telling a story about my grandma and shit. So I was like, okay, we're going to call it Grandma's Boy. I'm going to throw my grandma on there. You know what I'm saying? Do some little.
That's your actual granny.
That's my actual granny. Man. Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
So yeah, nah, that's one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, that's dope.
For sure.
I love that track because, you know, I'm for sure a grandma's boy.
Yeah.
On my soul, bro. Facts, so yeah. When I hear that shit, I'm like,
yeah, you like, that's bro. The one. Yeah, bro, you got, like, just a message to artists, G, the cheat code, the real cheat code. The reason this project is doing more for me than every other song I've ever done is because the true cheat code is making music that, like, hits niggas' hearts, bro.
Yeah.
If you can find a way to make a song that somebody can say, damn, this is me, you have won. And that's why, like, the success of this project, it's like, I'm proud and I'm happy, but I'm not surprised at all because I really trick niggas to the core. Like, I made shit, like, even down to the samples. I was making shit that I know niggas gonna hear this.
Yo, we got manipulated, yo.
Yeah, nah, like, this is real master manipulation, bro. Like, it's shit that is gonna trigger a childhood memory. Yes. It's certain phrases, it's certain names that I'm using. It's like you could call some shit a phone, you know what I'm saying? Like, we listen on phones now, but it's like, let me say iPod just to like kind of hit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, hit that
nostalgia
kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? So it feels like you're reliving some shit, but you're not reliving no shit at all. But it's like,
that's what I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying?
And that's what I love about your music is because, like you said, the transparency, and you made it easy for, you know, what you were going through, you could make it easy for us to relate, you know what I'm saying? And I love that because when I heard Grandma's Boy, man, I'm over here at my grandma's funeral, bro. I'm like, damn.
Damn, that's love,
that shit,
man.
Brought
that's
me a, back. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, damn, shit crazy.
That's insane.
And that's why, you know, from you know, hearing your music, well, to hearing this body of work, because I heard your music before, but hearing this body of work,
I'm it like, changes damn, everything.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like y'all may disagree with me, but I feel like this is one of those projects, like, niggas don't even got to bring up the old shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, this is a whole new KO, whole new person. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's start here and then go. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I tell my story, like, my story starts and it was fun while it lasted.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
100%. Like, hey, I'm going to be real with y'all real quick. So, when I first discovered you, it was from your single Talk.
Okay.
And this was probably, like, summertime.
Yeah, this summer.
And now, here we are in, like, 2023.
Yeah.
Your name's everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
So, what was, like, last year like for you? Like, What kind of work would you put it in, you know, building this album and, you know, getting ready to drop it at the top of the year, 2023? I feel like in that span, from when I first discovered your music, which is probably like July, to now,
It's all changed, man. Bro. It's crazy.
Like,
no,
like,
it's
I'm kind of mind blown. I'm still kind of starstruck, honestly. Listen to the music. I love the music, but I really want to know more about, like, your journey, bro. Like, your artistic journey, your team behind you. Like, how's that been?
So we got a strong team, like a strong, I'm not gonna lie, very strong. We got Jordan right here. I don't know if he's in the camera, but we got Jordan at Heavy But Light.
Shout out,
we
bro.
Got, you know, we got D-Ro, the craziest videographer, like, of all time and shit. So having them two in my corner for damn near free 99 is crazy. Mm-hmm. Not to put his business he taxing niggas. He's just not taxing me. But I got Nala Tenzin, who was a fucking PR So Nala is, she's Dame Dad, like, to the point that I was making, like, she's the person, like, she gonna move you through a room. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is happening at this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we doing this, that, and the third. Tenzin is like a she's a people person. Like, she loves everybody.
She the one that DM'd me talk.
So Tenzin knows how to talk. Like, she can talk to Billboard. She can talk to Lyrical Lemonade. She can talk to, like, there is nobody that is out of her reach because she has just made so many friends. And, like, everybody, like, it's Tenzin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, who doesn't love Tenzin? So she, like, having them two in my corner is another, oh my God, I just got scared. Southside and this bitch. having them two in my corner is like just super, super, super crazy. But the work we was putting in, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Again, back to the God point. A lot of this shit is all God.
Yeah.
We were working hard. We were absolutely working very hard on a project. I spent every dime that I had. And I wasn't no broke nigga making this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I make like decent, like a good ass salary at like my salary job that I had. But all of that shit, like, I was turning into a broke ass nigga while making this.
Investing in yourself.
Yeah, like, it was so, like, everything was so expensive. So we definitely were working, but honestly, the moment to me, the full circle moment to me, to go back to that word that I keep forgetting, was the release party. It was so many people. I even pulled my brother to the side. I said, the craziest shit is I don't know half of these faces. And that was my heart. Like, it was just full of joy. I said, oh, shit, we might be on our way. Like, we might be right there. And it was faces and, like, people were coming up asking for pictures and shit and, like, to sign their Polaroids. And then I'm like, nigga, what? But that's the part where there's a gap in the story. Like, I don't know what happened to get all of them people there.
It just happened.
Like, I don't know who was working behind the scenes. Like, I don't know, sending out invites and shit. I cannot tell you. But I posted that shit. We hit max capacity in 24 hours. I was like, oh, shit, this might be one of them. But even then, I was still nervous. Like, just because they RSVP don't mean they're going to pull up. And them niggas pulled up. Like,
that means a lot when people take time out their day.
I was down. Like, I was so not prepared for that shit to actually be packed out. I was literally downstairs in the part where we did the show on my phone just texting while niggas was walking in. And, like, niggas was like, tapping my shoulder, like, are you KO? And I'm like, oh shit, I might gotta go upstairs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking I could be down here, like, cooling and shit. And I go, as I'm going up to the green room, I walk through the bar, and it's nothing but niggas there for me. Like, I'm hearing them say, like, how do I get to the show? There's a show here. And I'm like,
oh shit.
I'm like, oh fuck. So that's the part that I cannot explain. And the album, like, we over 20K everywhere. That's the shit I can't tell you what. Like, that wasn't work that I actively put, you know what I'm saying? Like, running gas or, like, doing, like, that one I can't explain. But we definitely worked to make a great project. And I think it just goes to show, I don't know how much more time we have left, but I think that if this is coming to the end, the best part to leave niggas on is if you making a solid piece of work and a solid product, word of mouth is, like, it's going to win for you every time. You can put all the money in ads that you want to, all the, like, I haven't ran no fake. I ran an IG ad on a story maybe, like, a month ago, and it was, like, $90. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing even, like, them ads and shit don't mean nothing. The influencers don't, like, we was going to do, like, an influencer campaign and shit. I was like, fuck that. Literally just word of mouth. Like, the people that are messaging me, it's like, Lyrical Lemonade did the post. But then Elliot messaged me on the side and was like, nigga, like, yes, like, you did it. And it's like, he specifically has been waiting. Like, him and Cole have been waiting because Cole did my very first music video.
Oh, really? Yeah, you mentioned that on the album.
And so they were just, like, I feel like Cole, like, he'll never say it to my face, but I feel like Cole was just kind of like, I believed in a nigga that did, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't really have it how I thought he had it because he was putting everything into me. Like, every post, every video, like, he was putting everything into me. And I feel like he was just on some, like, damn, like, this nigga ain't really had it how I thought he had it. So Elliot sent, like, that shit meant the world to me because he was like, even in, like, if you read the article at the very end, it's like, I'm definitely super misquoting, but he's basically like, I'm proud of it. Like, he's not writing like a writer would. He starts getting really personal at the end, and, like, I'm proud of this dude beyond belief. Like, he figured this shit out, basically.
100%.
So that part is just making a good product and just word of mouth. Even Jordan sent me a message that I posted on my story and shit. Like, you figured, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody that knew me is like, you figured this shit out. And all the people that didn't know me that are just new fans, I'm getting messages, people saying that I got them in a therapy, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting DMs and shit that I be posting on my story. Like, niggas saying this shit changed their life. That part is just making a good product, and people are going to share it. You're going to share it with 100 people. You're going to share it with 100 people. And then so many people share it. It hit 20K in less than two weeks. It's like, now, because that many people shared it, the numbers are now matching the product. So now that makes, I'll say, her want to tap in. She's like, damn, this nigga did 20K in under two. Okay, let me tap in. You know what I'm saying? So now the numbers, because people were sharing it and now you can see the numbers, a lot of fans are fickle. Not saying that she's fickle. That was just the example. But a lot of fans are fickle to where they just want to see. Like, they're not going to buy in until everybody buys in. Mm-hmm. So now I'm getting that flow of fans where now niggas is buying in just because everybody else bought in.
Which is
crazy in itself. Crazy.
That's a real gem right there. Like, I'm sure there's an artist that's going to be listening to this and they're going to be tapped in. Like, what did KO do? What was his strategy? You know, word of mouth.
Make the product,
make the product.
Word of mouth and believe in yourself. Wait on your blessing.
Yeah.
That's what I learned from KO today. We're going to end this on the last question of the day. What are your goals for this year, bro? Because you
started hot.
Like, what else you need to do? You
have drop the classic.
Hey, except for dropping the visuals. I need to see some visuals.
I know they coming.
You feel
they
me? Coming. I need to see some visuals.
Here for no reason, bro. The goals, bro, I definitely want to drop something else, another project. I ain't going to lie. I'm going through that shit where I'm kind of scared because I'm like, I don't know if I can outdo this project that quick. I know I obviously can.
Yeah.
I just haven't lived enough life since dropping it to where I can, like, right now. So I'm definitely scared as a bitch. But I definitely want to drop another project. Me and Chris Patrick got this record free of charge. That's for show Hidden Streets.
Ooh.
Ace, like, under 5 months for show. That shit is it's no project with it or nothing. It's just cray. It's cray. He hit me. He heard the record. I finished the record while working on this project, and it didn't fit. Okay. And he heard it. Third sent it to him, and he calls me at like 12 minutes. Like, I was putting the key in my door from the bar. Like, I was leaving the bar. Like, I just got home. I was putting the key in my door, and he called. And when Chris is one of those people who never calls. So when he calls, you drop it. Like, it got to be something important. So I'm thinking this, you know what I'm saying? Like, some bread on the other, you know what I'm saying? Like, this may be an opportunity. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me pick this shit up.
Hell yeah.
So he calls. He says, nigga, send me free of charge right now. I'm getting on that record. And I sent that bit. I sent that shit to him before walking in my door. And he had that shit back to me. That, like, I woke up that next morning and he had sent it overnight, like, while I was asleep. And that shit, like, what is, bro.
Man.
Bro. It easily gonna be the hardest record of the summer. It's not even close. So that project, visuals, shows, definitely wanna do like a little mini tour for sure.
Yeah.
And I made a goal. I don't want to bring the new year in Chicago. Like, I definitely want to be somewhere else. So that's one of those, like, personal goals.
I love it. I'm ready for that record, bro.
Facts, man. You and Chris, that shit is. I could definitely send it. It's done. I can send it to y'all. But yeah, no, that shit's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, we for sure gonna need that.
I got you.
But we appreciate you, KO, for sliding. We appreciate all the gems you've been spitting. We appreciate. It was fun while it lasted.
Love, bro.
Hell yeah.
And we just hope that you just continue to just reach more strides and continue to elevate, bro.
For real, I appreciate y'all.
Always welcome, bro. Come back anytime.
For real. The next time I come back, I want all of us to be in crazy positions. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Like, hell, I want this shit to be bigger. I want myself to be bigger. Like, I just want, you know what I'm saying? Like, the next time we come back, we talking about which boat we getting on for the summer.
Yes, sir.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, and like we tell every artist that comes through, bro, like, all we want from y'all is just the same love we show you,
facts,
bro. Just that's it, bro.
Yeah.
That's
100%.
It. And shit, we just need to hit y'all up every year, bro. Yeah. We need to have a conversation. You feel
back
me?
Facts. Yeah, like, what's going
on? Even if you in Miami, wherever you is, bro, we need to hit on the phone or something, bro. We need to have a conversation. You feel me? That's how we're going to do it.
You can't. And y'all are one of those staples that really show, like, Cole was always smart with Lyrical Lemonade because he knew when to, like, stop associating with, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? That shit is, like, he knew and he was like, nah, this nigga ain't got it. Let me go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are them people where almost almost to a fault, you're loyal to the city. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, where you gonna have a nigga on here just cause you fuck with him. It's like nobody else fuck with that nigga, but we fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's, it can curse you early on, I'm not gonna lie, but that's gonna be where you gonna have like that Gucci Mane effect. You know what I'm saying? Where when he got out of prison, everybody was ready to, you know what I'm saying, to just give him everything that he had given them over all the years. And y'all gonna, mark my words, y'all are gonna have that shit.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
Much love, bro.
For sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, KO Southside.
Of course,
bro. TGF Fresh Flowers.
You're movie. We out.